The rollout of the 5G mobile networks is in full swing, with Australia's telcos investing billions of dollars in the new technology that promises to deliver lightning-fast data speeds for users. But not everyone's on board. Tonight's Four Corners program tracks the growing opposition to 5G, fuelled in part by the online spread of conspiracy theories linking it with the coronavirus outbreak. Sean Nichols reports.
In late May, hundreds of people gathered in central Sydney for a protest march. They had a mixed bag of complaints, from mandatory vaccinations to the forced COVID-19 lockdown. But many were there to highlight another issue.
If you are not currently working to stop 5G, this means you don't understand it. Nothing else matters anymore.
That's registered nurse Naomi Cook, who helps run Australia's largest anti-5G Facebook group, Australians for Safe Technology. She was invited to speak at the rally about what she says are the potential health effects of 5G. The overwhelming scientific consensus is that it's safe. And for its backers, the technology promises to deliver blisteringly fast data speeds. But the simultaneous arrival of COVID-19 and the rollout of 5G networks has sparked a conspiracy theory that the technology is causing or spreading the virus. The Federal Communications and Cyber Safety Minister Paul Fletcher has told Four Corners he believes the spread of misinformation is no accident.
I think we'd be naive if we did not recognise the possibility that some of these claims are being generated by hostile governments or by others who have a motive to try and create instability and disorder in democracies like Australia. We know that disinformation and misinformation has been an issue in elections in other countries, and so that cannot be ruled out, in my view, as a possible driver of some of this.
Paul Fletcher won't name the countries he suspects are responsible, but is concerned that what he calls state actors are involved.
When you look at something which is entirely without any scientific basis and where there appears to be a systematic effort to try and raise concerns that are in fact without substance, this appears to be what is occurring, or at least one of the factors in relation to misinformation and disinformation in relation to 5G.
So what would motivate a country to do this? Professor Axel Bruns from the Queensland University of Technology says spreading conspiracy theories can be designed to create unrest.
It creates division, it creates disruptions, it creates protests, it creates possibly more people disobeying any lockdown orders, any social distancing orders. And of course, that then further damages the economy, damages the population in the first place by spreading the virus further. So it weakens ultimately the countries that they're addressing.
That's Professor Axel Bruns from the Queensland University of Technology. Sean Nichols reporting. You can watch the Four Corners investigation tonight, ABC TV at 8:30.